Genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30 because I've made your reservation. Don't be slow.
All right, welcome back to it on a Thursday. By the way, I plenty wanted to say in the last interview, but I decided to let it speak for itself. And I think you probably are. I think you're probably smart enough to figure it out. So I let it just let it go. And we'll leave it at that. Shifting gears now to a Vietnam veteran and retired attorney, Howard Hibbert, author of The Curse of the Coloring Book. Howard, welcome to the program.
Morning, Steve.
This is
How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, my friend. I'm doing good. This is a novel inspired by your own true story of combat and PTSD, obviously. And tell us first about your service and what happened when you came back.
Well, I have to go back to why we had the title of the book. In 1967, when I was a sophomore at the University of Vermont, could have kept my mouth shut, I was seized by a sudden burst of insanity and went out and bought a G.I. Joe coloring book, half gallon of bourbon, and some Denny's crayons, went back to my fraternity house. We all got drunk and colored in the pictures, laughing. I quit school and joined the Army.
Well, that was an interesting move, an interesting day. How was the bourbon?
The bourbon was great, but my parents were really irate, to say the least.
But anyhow, go on. So that's where it started.
So then I went to basic training, advanced infantry training, officer candidate school, and ended up on the Parrot's Peak in Vietnam with the 25th Infantry Division, the Wolfhounds.
Okay, tell me about that experience.
Well, it was terrible. I describe it in my book, the Curse of the Coloring Book.
Right.
And by the way, Curse of the Coloring Book is actually like MASH or Catch-22. It's actually written in a funny vein. But when you read it, you'll realize just how incredibly terrifying things can get out of hand.
Now, you received 2 Bronze Stars, an Army Commendation Medal. But here's my question. I mean, Veterans Day is Saturday coming up. It's a time that, I don't know if people pay as much attention to it as they should. They may go to a Veterans Day parade. They may not anymore in America. I don't know where people are grounded anymore. But if people see veterans, I see people say a lot, thank you for your service. Appreciate what you did. But I think it's become almost trite to me because thank you for what you don't know what they did. So maybe you should talk to them, get to know them a little bit better. How do you think people should recognize and respect veterans?
I think the most important way is to respect their commitment to this country. So like saying thank you for your courage or thank you for your sacrifice or better when measured against thank you for your service. I mean, you get your car serviced.
Right. So thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for this. How do you, how do you make people feel more at home when they come back, when they have PTSD as you went through? I mean, there's different challenges with veterans, correct?
It's unbelievable. When I came back, I was discharged at Travis Air Force Base. Then 24 hours after leaving Vietnam, and I was walking down the streets of San Francisco looking for snipers and booby traps, along with all these long-haired people who were giving me these weird looks, I got spit on at San Francisco airport. So thank you for your service. It is a good first step, I will say that, from what I had to experience.
Right. So tell us about that a little bit. Explore a little bit about where...
I'm actually promoting an idea that it takes 8 weeks of basic training. Train a soldier. I'm actually promoting that there be 4 weeks of discharge training. I mean, in 2016, the Veterans Administration found that 20 veterans commit suicide every day, not counting drug overdoses, hospitalization, and underemployment. The Army recruiting website says that to put a soldier through basic training and advanced infantry training is $73,000. Now, these guys have performed extraordinary feats as a team. And their abilities are just not respected. But if you compare those abilities to what a college graduate has when he goes into a job, you've got people in the military who can do the job and take responsibility, and you know what they're going to do under pressure. So I think there's 4 weeks of discharge training. Like the first week would be screening for psychological problems. But when every soldier gets discharged, he leaves one way. He either has a job, he's in a vocational school or a college. And we still monitor them for 6 weeks to make sure that they're functioning properly.
And so that's an interesting approach that people need basically a decompression period, a month, maybe more for some.
Absolutely. And this is brought out in the Costs of War article in the Watson Institute. by Anna Zogas, Z-O-G-A-S, in February 2017. We need to have a better transition so that these people can integrate themselves back into society and become responsible citizens that feel trusted and not demeaned. But many soldiers get back, and they don't know what they're going to do. I sure didn't know what I was going to do.
So what did you end up doing? I mean, you're kind of lost at sea, it sounds like. I mean, how did you get your footing under you? Obviously, you did at some point because you got it together enough to write this book and, you know, and have these conversations and so forth. But how did you get there?
Well, certainly right. And I actually describe it in my sequel, Revenge of the Coloring Book, because that covers the time from March 20th when I was discharged to I took my first midterm exam. How terrifying it was to be able to say, yeah, I can fire a maneuver and I can call an artillery, but reading a book and spouting it back just seemed way beyond my capabilities.
Right.
But I hung in there and I got through it.
So what do you think the chances are? I mean, obviously it will come down to, it's always about budgets and money and, you know, can we afford this? Can we afford that? And the VA provides some, you know, psychological help and this and that, I suppose. But overall, it's a tough hill to climb, I think, for you, Howard.
Absolutely, but that's why the 4 weeks of discharge training are so important. I mean, you'll have vocational testing, you'll have interview skills, you'll learn computer skills. You'll be able to take what these soldiers have learned under great pressure and apply it to civilian uses. The way it is now, when soldiers get discharged, they're completely lost as to what they are or are not going to do.
So it's time to figure it out. All right, Howard, if you want to find out more about you or more about the book, where do they go?
They go to Amazon. They go to my website, howellhibbard.com. I also have my religion, basically, is cooking. And so I've got Chef PTSD, and I've got over 130 recipes
on
my website.
Yeah, I like that idea. So good. Give us the website one more time.
It's howellhibbard.com. I have it exactly as my name because my attention span is so short. I've got to be... The only way I'm going to remember it.
I appreciate that. Howard, thanks for stopping in, and I appreciate all you've done.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
There you have it. Veterans Day coming up on Saturday. Quick break and some final thoughts.